Earth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. We're bringing back the best bumper music from the 80s, 90s, and today on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Don't forget, we're going to be out at the fair tomorrow. The Great State Fair of Texas will be in the Nissan tent.
Corny dog?
Oh, yeah.
Corny dog?
Oh, yeah. The Nissan tent can be found outside the Fair Park Music Hall, so join us there tomorrow from 3 until 7. And don't forget the Big Sorta Show tonight at Poor David's Pub, their new location, South Lamar in downtown Dallas, 1313 South Lamar. Downbeat for Sorta appears to be 9 p.m., is that correct? And you're opening for NeNe Camps.
She beautiful, isn't she?
A popular folk singer from New York City.
Oh, I know.
And HD Net will be filming the show for its fine programming.
I'm familiar with her.
Who are you?
Indie folk guy.
Well, hi there.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. You gonna catch a show sometime?
I'd love to. I like folk music.
Oh, good.
Provided it's on indie labels.
Sure.
I mean, I don't like Peter, Paul, and Mary or Gordon Lightfoot.
Why not?
Y'all are creepy.
All right, 5:59 here on The Ticket. 94 people like community quick kids.
Yesterday.
Community quick kids. Community quick kids.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Gordon Lightfoot likes community quick kids. Community quick kids. Community quick kids. Yeah.
Bastard.
All right, it is time for community quick hits. Here's Cobra.
I'm not saying that we pay too much attention to the political side of things on this planet. We're not real good at that on this show. Or maybe we just don't care enough to talk about it. But tonight, the debates. Anybody interested?
Oh, yeah.
The debate, I guess. You gonna watch?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Although I don't know why. Because I was reading today all of the rules and regulations, and it's so contrived and so staged.
What are the rules?
Like, well, there's 32 pages.
No smoking.
No holding. No,
I mean, you can't, like, when one person is answering a question, they cannot show reaction of the other one. You cannot ask the other one a direct question.
So the other one could be, like, flipping the other guy off?
You're not going to see that. You can't reference anybody in the audience. I mean, it's ridiculous rules. I mean, there was 32 pages of them.
Is there a panel that's going to be asking questions?
There's a moderator. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, I believe it's the Sinatra Group.
It's the guy from PBS.
Jim Lehrer.
Carrot Top.
Lehrer. Yeah, it's Carrot Top.
Jack Germond.
Andrew Dice Clay and Dan Marino. That's your panel.
That's default.
And Stephen Eady.
And Stephen Eady.
You know what? I want to see a...
You go,
I wish
friend.
They would have a... But there's no way that they're going to allow anything that's not safe. They're not going to take a chance on a... You know, I knew Jack Kennedy. Sir, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Right, the greatest line in the history of debate.
That's never going to happen again because they want everything. Everything is so contrived. It's kind of like reality TV. You know, I think they should just say, okay, we're going to have a debate. Be ready. And just go in there and anything goes, bring up the topics. But there is no way that the campaigns are going to allow that to happen.
I bet you.
So they have 32 pages of rules.
George Bush right now. Is so nervous.
No, he's not. He knows everything coming. Everything is rehearsed.
Don't care.
He knows everything.
He's been made out to be such the idiot in the last 6 months.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, he cannot be put in a bad situation.
There's no 32 pages.
Neither of them can.
He's basically got this election sewn up, I think. I think Bush is going to win.
Well, neither one of them can be put in a bad situation tonight. Nothing is going to happen tonight that is going to have undue influence on this election.
You know what they need? They need an INCO, and they need someone like Kevin Scott running it so we can hear random farts during their speeches.
You know, I read those rules, and I didn't see anything in there about drops.
You see little psycho back there in the background wearing his George Jones T-shirt.
The devil's cowl.
Wouldn't that be funny? One of them is going through a real, real passionate, emotional answer, and Psycho fires off the, that's a lie.
And that.
That's a lie.
I wonder.
And I plan on cutting taxes and getting us out of Iraq. Then here Ron's bust in with, I think guns are good.
I wonder how many people, though, will watch this as compared to...
I think guns are good.
As compared to who's watching, like, the WB. Because I know the four major networks are going to run this, obviously. But the WB is probably going to run... Oh, I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe Dawson's Creek.
You know what? Used to...
Felicity.
7-7.
Gilmore
Girls.
Used to when there was a...
Tonight.
You know, State of the Union address or something, a debate, whatever. All the independents just gave up. But now they program against it because so many people are just put off.
Right.
They don't care.
See this. They don't care.
I mean, like I don't know why that I'm going to watch it because everything's contrived. This is not a debate. It's a recital.
You remember what a buzzkill it was when you were a kid and the State of the Union would come on?
It ruined
the whole night of TV. The entire night. But now with cable...
Got options.
You can program against it.
Not so much.
What else?
Interesting story out
what
of
else?
Ovilla. Where's Ovilla?
South of here.
Down by Red Oak.
Oh, we passed Ovilla, didn't we? Going to the Motorplex. Or did we not?
Yeah, I think we did.
We fly through Ovilla? It's close.
Yeah.
Was that on the air?
No.
Oh, we have Keyshawn next, so I'll speed this along.
Keyshawn who?
Johnson.
Oh, okay.
My favorite cowboy.
That Keyshawn.
A man posing as a gynecologist was arrested after an investigator for the Dallas County DA's office spotted a suspicious advertisement in a weekly newspaper. The ad offered free discreet exams, prompted an undercover investigation, and with help from the FBI, an investigator set up an appointment and posed as a prospective patient at his small clinic in Ovilla. The investigator wore a concealed video camera and recorded Mr. Remo discussing his medical credentials and the scope of the pap smear exam that he would perform.
What was the doctor's name again?
Patrick Remo.
Not a real good name, Remo. Somebody's going to diddle down there.
It appeared to be furnished like a doctor's office, according to the FBI. He was wearing white pants and a medical scrub shirt and had a stethoscope around his neck. His neck.
Both of them.
It did look like a legitimate medical office. We don't know if he had any patients, but if he did have any, this could be sexual assault. Because he's just a guy. He has no license for anything. He graduated high school.
Like, catch me if you can.
Okay, you know what he was thinking, of course. Like, well, hell, if I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a gyno. Be up
he
to my...
You want
to
be an ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Right, I'm going to be a gyno. What he doesn't realize is that Pam Anderson does not walk through the doors of the gyno 24
hours
a day.
Give me the stretch mark chick.
Normally, you got old...
What was it yesterday? Stretch marks from ear to ear.
It's a weird place.
That's like, give me the stretch mark chick.
That sounds like Grego is in the selection line at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Right. And they're all offering up, out. You know, like the hot girl
right.
or the pregnant girl or this
but
girl.
But me, I'm going to pick
give me the stretch mark chick.
We have black. We have Asian. We have red.
Give me the stretch mark chick.
Oh, okay.
Greg, that's
okay.
Fine.
All right.
Keyshawn.
So anyway.
Keyshawn.
Yeah.
He's next.
Keyshawn Johnson.
We can do Community Quick Hits Part 2 at 6:30 if you want.
I'm not finished with this story, but we'll try to wrap it up later.
What about the end of the story?
Go! Keyshawn, next. Leave me alone.